Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Say, here's a new version of an old song that I bet's going to break all records for popularity. Listen.
Happy wash day, just because of dirt. Happy wash day, have you heard of dirt?
It's really great, you shouldn't wait. You've got a date with Dandy Dirt.
Dirt will do just everything in your wash. Monday turns to fun day when you use Dandy Dirt.
Yes, this new kind of granulated soap is sweet music on wash day. It's a hit start to finish. Because Dirt does all three kinds of wash. Now, maybe you didn't know you had three kinds of wash, but remember, you've got those extra dirty pieces like dance work shirts, the children's rompers. Well, that's one kind of wash. Then you've got your white pieces, your towels, tablecloths, and sheets. Well, that's two kinds of wash. Then you have those nicer colored washables, pretty rayon such like. Well, that's the third kind of wash. And new Dirt does them all. Yes, right down the wash line. Rayons and everything. Actually, Dirt is far safer for those nice washable colors than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Yet this same Dirt gets those grimy clay suits clean without hard scrubbing, without boiling. Why, there's not another soap made that can get clothes clean easier than Dirt, or get them whiter. Why, you've never seen more dazzling white washes than Dirt gives you. Honestly, once you try Dirt, you'll know how new it is. You'll see Dirt is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Just look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z Dirt. And next wash day, remember this song.
Dirt will do just everything in your wash. Monday turns to fun day when you use Dandy Dirt.
And now, the Goldbergs. Rosie's leaving Lastonbury for a vacation. But it's a vacation without pleasure. A vacation that's really a retreat and a defeat. For Rosie's going because the young man she loves, whom she's learned to love with breathtaking speed, is engaged to another girl. Walter didn't hide this from Rosie because he never pretended to feel anything but friendship for Sammy's sister. All the love seems to have been on Rosie's side. And now, well, she's leaving. Only the Goldbergs don't know that she knows about Walter's fiancée.
All right, Molly, please. Now is no time to spend and bite your nails.
Right, I'm biting my nails. I'm waiting, dear.
Is Rosie ready?
We're waiting for you to get the car, dear. We're waiting for you to get the car to take us to the station.
Where's Sammy?
Sammy's upstairs talking to Rosalie.
When are you coming back, Molly?
When I'll be back, I'll be back Friday, Saturday. If Rosie leaves tomorrow on the Palmetto special, then I'll be back Sunday. I'll be by Mrs. Bloom in New York tonight and tomorrow night, evidently.
You're sure you have enough money?
I have plenty, dear.
Buy the child that you need.
I don't need so much. Play suit, maybe. Something. Flex, maybe. Jake.
Yes?
Jake, dear. You think that Rosalie knows that Walter's financing is coming and that's why she decided to go?
If she knew, she would have told you, no?
I don't know.
We decided maybe this was the best thing for her to do, no?
Yes, but I'll be lonesome. Can I help it?
And I wouldn't be lonesome. But we decided it's better for Rosie to be away than to be hurt.
Of course. And that's why she's going.
Pa, do you want me to get the car?
I'll get it. How is Rosie?
All right.
Where are all the bags?
Yeah, I'll get them.
Stop biting your nails, Molly, please.
I'm not biting my nails. I'm not biting. Get the car.
Little children, little trouble. Big children, big trouble.
Stop to get my family ready.
Ma, she's all right.
Family, you don't think that Rosalie knows about Walter? I mean, you don't think she knows, and that's why she's going, and that's why we're sending her to Florida.
I'm sure she doesn't know.
How can you be sure?
Well,
are you ready? Yes, darling. Sure, I'm all ready. Papa's getting the car, and there's family at the back.
Yeah, where's your bag?
Mine back. A bag, of course, a bag.
What am I taking? I'll be by Mrs. Bloom tonight, and I'll be by Mrs. Bloom tomorrow night. Oh, everybody will be so glad. You'll see everybody, too, darling. You'll see Mikey, and you'll see Mrs. Bloom, you'll see Mrs. Malenka, and you'll see everybody. Mikey's in the arm, you know. What did I do with my night over bag? What did I need to take with me? I put in my bag, darling, a toothbrush, and I put in my gun.
And slippers, Ma.
Slippers.
And an extra dress.
An extra dress. Go, Sally, darling. Please, dear. So we're ready. So we're going. You see, Rosalie, Mama, you see, darling, it don't take long to get ready, huh, Rosalie?
How long did it take once your mind is made up?
Tante Elke said she's going to arrange such wonderful, wonderful parties for you.
I'll have a good time. Why did you want me to go, Ma?
Why, because you studied so hard, darling. You studied so hard. Did you got such a marks because you didn't study? Didn't you came back out the third in the class? You looked back. You never ran away before. I mean, like girls going camps in the summer. You didn't even know there was a campfire. And Tante Elke called, and she made the suggestion.
Ma, I hope you didn't tell anybody what train we're leaving on. I don't want anybody at the station.
Well, who would be at the station, darling? You said yourself you didn't want nobody, and you said goodbye to whomever you wish to say goodbye to, and then that's all. Who else would be? I mean, that's all.
All right, kids.
Kids. Somebody called his kids. I'll get my hat, my gloves, my pocketbook. All right, Rosalie?
Fine, Ma.
I'll just get my pocketbook.
Rosie, will you think of me when you're on the beach and the moon is shining?
No.
Do you want to call anybody and say...
No. You know why I'm going, don't you, Sam?
It'll be good for you.
Will you write to me and tell me everything?
Well, Lou, it looks to me like you're all going to miss the train.
Come on, Rosie. I'll get 2 tickets for New York.
One returnable, darling. One returnable. Rosalie, have you gloves here? Just place the bags here, Tamily, dear.
You want to come with me, Sammy?
Got the bags all right here, Ma?
Oh, why not? Just
okay.
Place them down.
Then come, Sammy.
Oh, help Papa, Tamily. Go. I knew we would come early for the train, Rosalie. I knew that. You're excited, Rosalie.
Very.
Ma, what is it, Rosalie? Who told Walter about me?
Why?
I didn't want him here. Nobody told.
And why is he here, Ma?
Rosalie, please.
Hello.
Hello, Rosalie. How do you do?
The train is late, isn't it?
Molly.
My father is calling.
Molly.
Yes, excuse us, please.
Just a minute, Rosie.
It's all right, Rosalie. I'll be right back.
Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
How did you know that I was leaving by this train?
I didn't.
Then why are you here?
Well, my mother and a friend of mine are coming on the next train to New York. How long are you going to be in Florida? A week?
No.
2 weeks?
No.
A real vacation. A month?
How long are you going to be in Massendale?
I don't know.
Then I don't know how long I'm going to be in Florida.
Well, what has that got to do with me?
I'm going away, Walter, and I may never see you again, so I don't care what I say to you. I'm not ashamed of my feelings because I can't help them.
Rosie.
Let me talk, Walter. I want to say it all before my mother comes back. Turn around and hide me so they can't see it.
You're crying, Rosie.
Then let me cry. I'm not crying because I want to make you feel sorry for me. It's just too bad that men don't wear engagement rings. I would have known it right away. I would have seen the ring on your finger.
Rosie,
I'm not blaming you. It's not your fault. You didn't have to love me just because I fell in love with you. You didn't even know, maybe. But I did. I wanted to, and I did. So I hoped that you would like me the way I liked you. I hoped for it because I didn't know about Norma. And now I do,
I'm going away until you leave Lastonbury. It's not your fault. It's mine. It's all mine.
Rosie,
I want to kiss you goodbye. Goodbye.
Rosie.
Goodbye. Rosalie, darling? Uh-huh. Why don't you sit better by the window? You're looking for something, Rosalie? A handkerchief? Thanks. Will you write to me, Mama, darling? And will I write to you? Everything? Everything. If he's pretty, tell me that, too. I love him so much, Mama, darling. You'll never know how much. But don't fear, Mama, darling. You know I will. I know I will.
Against hope, since the words she said to Walter will have something to do with the future, too. You know, it's bad enough to have a lot of dishes to wash every day, but there's no need to make matters worse by using old-fashioned halfway soaps. I mean bar soaps, because they don't give you real speed, or those tough granulated soaps, because they fall short on safety for your hands. Well, such halfway soaps are out of date now that the new Dove is here. Yes, ma'am, Dove. That new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe you me, it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Just notice how wonderfully smooth and nice your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Actually, it's far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Yet no soap made gets dishes clean faster than Dove. Why, it cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Yes, let those busy suds tell you how different Dove is. Try it today. Dove has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bird. This is James Fleming wishing you a good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.